AI News by Conjero.
A remote growth marketer opening can look small on paper, but in AI healthcare, it can signal a big shift. It often means a company is ready to stop just proving the product works and start measuring how it grows.
Right, and that changes the whole operating model. You're talking acquisition funnels, activation metrics, retention, and lifecycle optimization. That only works if the company has clean telemetry and a shared event schema.
Exactly. Growth isn't just a marketing function here. It becomes a product and infrastructure issue because the team needs event-level instrumentation, cohort analysis, attribution, and a testing setup that can separate real improvement from noise.
And in healthcare, the stakes are higher. Optimizing sign-up or re-engagement can touch sensitive data and user trust, so instrumentation becomes a compliance question as much as an analytics one.
That's why the remote part matters too. A remote growth role usually sits between product, engineering, design, analytics, and sometimes privacy or legal. Without tight coordination, experiments get slow or impossible to reproduce.
The practical needs are pretty specific. Clear definitions for activation and retention, privacy-aware logging, role-based access to data, auditable experiments, and model monitoring if user input patterns start changing.
That last piece is important. In AI healthcare, growth tactics can change who comes in and how they behave, which can shift the data the model sees. If nobody is watching for drift, growth can turn into a model risk issue.
So the hire may mean MD algorithms is formalizing go-to-market earlier than many healthcare AI startups do. A dedicated growth function usually suggests the company thinks it has something worth scaling now.
And the compensation range, $80K to $140K, hints this is more than a campaign manager role. It sounds like someone who can handle strategy and execution, from funnel design to analytics to iteration speed.
The next signals will matter. More analytics or product ops hearing, more instrumentation in the stack, sharper onboarding flows, and maybe more visible privacy or compliance language. If those show up, this looks like a real rollout strategy.
If they don't, it may stay tactical. But either way, the message is clear. MD algorithms is hearing for measurement, not just visibility.
AI News by Conjero.